The power of love keeps you home at night. That's what I'm talking about. Love. Yes, indeed. Keep you home at night. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, what about that love? All right. Let's spend a few minutes doing the other thing that I said we'd look into, and that is empowering us as parents so that we have even better family lives than we already have. Want to share with you a little bit about what Amy Morin, our outstanding guest, shared with us from her book, 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Don't Do. And as I've said before, she gives us a lot of things in here that parents should not do. But she also gives us the to-do. This is what we should do. So here's one. How would you deal with this? And I'm not just asking the parents either. I'm asking those of you who may one day become parents. Those of you who may not become parents, but maybe you have siblings, and they may become parents. You have your family. Let's say mom and dad are there. And let's say we have several children. Doesn't matter. Two children, three children, just several. And while the children are still young, all of you are still young. Let's say the oldest child is 12 years old. No, let's say the oldest. Yeah, that's cool. Let's say the oldest child is 12 years old. No, let's say the oldest child is 10 years old. Okay, the oldest child, you have several children. The oldest is 10. One of the children, while the children are still young, one of the children dies. Whether it was due to an automobile accident, a disease, something happened and the child died. What would be better for your children, to just say very little about it and not talk about it, so that the children could, the surviving children could be okay, just get okay? Would it be better to have a discussion about it? All the family members, you know, the parents, surviving children, siblings, they're in the household. Talk about it. Would it be better to get involved with counseling? Well, Amy talks about a family who did indeed lose a child. At the time, I think the older child was probably 5 years old. And he had a younger brother. Well, 13. He was about 13 years old at the time that he came to her, getting in trouble in school, constantly getting into trouble in school, constantly fighting his peers, constantly. He was the aggressor. She noticed that when he was brought to her office, he was very, very quiet, very, very respectful. She began to talk with him and found out that he had lost a brother who was 2 years younger than him. The brother had died fairly suddenly. And in order to, as they perceived it, help their son work through that death, the parents decided to just move and get their son a fresh start at a new school and not talk about it, because they figured it would be too hard on him to talk about it. Well, you can guess how that turned out. They actually did the opposite of what they should have done. Instead of allowing him to remain quiet about what he was going through, they really weren't doing him any favors. They should have encouraged him to talk. Just like adults, just like the parents grieved the death of the child, this little boy grieved the death of the child, his brother. And he was not given a proper way to express his grief. So he expressed his grief in improper ways through aggression, which often came out in the form of fighting. So the suggestion was made to have the family come together, talk about it. Let him talk about what needed to be discussed. So they went through some therapy sessions. I told you sometimes professional help is needed. That is not a bad thing, ever. We need professional help to take care of some of the wounds that we receive. I mean, flesh wounds. We need professional care sometimes to take care of bones that have been broken. Sometimes our bodies have been messed up, and we just need help get from professionals getting put back together. And it's no different with what's going on with us emotionally, mentally. Sometimes we are just thrown for a loop, and we need someone to help put us back together. The family started talking more. The pain that the child had been experiencing was able to subside. And when the pain subsided, the anger went away. And when the anger went away, the aggression disappeared. Yes, so don't assume, ladies and gentlemen, that our children just need to just not say anything about whatever is hurting them. Encourage them to talk about whatever it is. We may not even know that it's hurting, but we can ask, hey, how are you responding on the inside to having lost your pet puppy, your rabbit, your brother, your sister? And then just listen, give them a chance to talk. That release can do wonders. So keep that in mind. We'll be talking some more about building the individual, the family, the community more as we continue with speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. throughout the coming weeks. Thank you again for letting me be your host. And as your host, I'd like to remind you to be encouraged, to give some serious thought to what we talked about today, some other things that may have been going on in your life that we may not even have touched on today. See what kinds of changes you might be able to bring about. And as a result, let some of life's best moments come through you.
Listening to WTHB 1550 AM Augusta, a Perry Broadcasting station.